بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Today inshallah we will discuss the third Tarawih. Tonight's Tarawih, it consists of the second half of Tilk Rusul, meaning the third Juz, to the first three quarters of the fourth Juz. In this section, of this part of the Tarawih, the whole surah of Ali Imran will be completed, insha'Allah. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the battle of Badr and Uhud, which the Muslims in Medina had to engage themselves in to defend Islam against the Meccan disbelievers. Now, these references show that the surah was revealed about fourth year after Hijrah. Now, like in Surah Al-Baqarah, this surah, Ali Imran, it surveys the religious history of mankind with special reference to the Ahli Kitab, meaning the Christians and the Jews. Now, after explaining a great deal of corruption in which the Jews and the Christians landed themselves in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the Quran that there was a need for the rebirth of Islam. And it mentions that how this new community of Muslims will be governed by Islam. Like the previous surah, it emphasizes on the firm belief of a Muslim in his faith. Number two, to undertake jihad, fighting and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this has its rules and regulations, and it is to be looked into detail. Number three, and to pray for guidance. And another thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stresses upon in the surah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us support. And He is telling us that as Muslims we should feel convinced that in spite of present difficulties and hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us to be patient. Because inna ma'al usri yusra, with difficulty there is ease, and with difficulty there is ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it twice in a different surah. Now, three points have been discussed in this surah, new points. Number one, that Christians are urged to accept Islam since they themselves are in a position to testify to the truth. And in this surah, the Christians are especially appealed to, because the Christians were appealed to and directed in the previous surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. Number two, the lessons of the two battles are being discussed. In the battle of Badr, the first battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His help is with those who help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause. Patience, courage, effort and discipline are rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how poorly your army is or how powerful your enemy is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us victory, give me a new victory, will give us a new victory if we stay and remain true Muslims all the time. That was Battle of Badr. The Battle of Uhud, what are the lessons learnt? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He teaches us that indiscipline, indecision, and selfishness, these are not qualities of a Muslim, and this will lead to a downfall in a Muslim's life, and this is shown by the great losses that the Muslims have to suffer in the Battle of Badr. Number three, the responsibilities of a Muslim are being highlighted in the surah. Whether he is dealing with a Muslim or a non-Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that our ch- transactions, our dealings should be free from fault, should be free from deception and all sins and vices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Quran and confirming previous revelations like the Torah that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, the Injil that was revealed to Isa alayhi salam, we must accept the whole book and not part of the books, not part of the Quran, just the way the Jews and Christians had done with their scriptures, that they only believed half and they only accepted part of the book, of the divine books. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions the story of the family of Imran. Who was Imran? He was the father of Sayyidah Maryam alayha salatu wasalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gradually He connects this to the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions his years of prophethood. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives a message that the Quran is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word. Hence, calling and inviting all Muslims, inviting all of mankind to accept this message of His and to come into the beautiful religion of Islam. Controversies are to be avoided, and the Muslims are asked to live together in unity and happiness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His promised safety in the hereafter is provided that we abide by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a short summary of this section of the Taraweeh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to act upon these beautiful teachings of the Quran. آمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.